From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A deadly explosion Sunday in the port city of Ningbo in eastern China. Reuters correspondent Pascal Davies reports.
A big blast in China rocked neighborhoods in the eastern Zhejiang province on Sunday. At least two people were killed, according to officials. Rescuers carried the many injured away from the debris. State news agency Xinhua says the blast happened at a factory in the coastal city Ningbo. Shattered windows were reported in buildings almost a mile away from the site of the explosion, according to Chinese state television. According to the newspaper Zhejiang Daily, several buildings collapsed in a nearby residential area, already cleared of people. Police told Reuters the area had been marked for demolition. The cause is not known, but CCTV said it was not a gas explosion. An investigation is underway.
Ningbo is about 100 kilometers south of Shanghai. Officials said they had established no cause yet for the explosion, which happened in a riverfront area. The airport of the Indonesian tourist island of Bali remains open despite the ash from a volcano that sent plumes of gray smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air. This man and his family tried to get a flight out of Bali when all flights in and out of the airport were suspended.
We had planned to go back to Adelaide in South Australia this evening. We actually got here quite early, but now we've found that the flights are being cancelled. Now, we weren't notified by Jetstar in advance of us getting here, so we're very disappointed about that.
It was the second time in less than a week that the volcano had become active. This is VOA News. Pakistani extremists clashed with security forces for a second day Sunday on the outskirts of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, burning vehicles before withdrawing to a protest camp they've occupied for more than 2 weeks. Hospital officials said almost 200 people were hurt, most of them police. Correspondent Ayaz Ghul is in Pakistan.
Well, we still have sort of a stalemate prevailing because a police crackdown was launched Saturday morning to disperse these protesters. But because the moment the news of the crackdown went out, the number of protesters started increasing.
At least six people were killed Saturday when several thousand police and paramilitary tried to disperse a city in protest by the religious hardliners who have blocked the main route into the capital from the neighboring garrison city of Rawalpindi. A Saudi-led Muslim military coalition, commanded by a former Pakistan army chief, was officially launched in Riyadh Sunday, where defense ministers of the participating nations met for the inaugural meeting. The Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is also the country's defense minister, opened the meeting of the Islamic Military Counter-Terrorism Coalition. Fresh fighting between the Islamic State terror group and Taliban insurgents has displaced hundreds of families in eastern Afghan province. More than 200 families fled their homes in the Kogyani district of eastern Nangarhar province as the two warring parties engaged in fierce fighting. Sufi Muslims in Egypt say they plan to continue their plans for an annual celebration of the birthday of their prophet Muhammad, even as the country reels from the massacre at a mosque in Sinai that killed 305 worshippers. No group has claimed responsibility for Friday's attack, widely believed in Egypt to have been launched because Sufis worshipped at the Al-Rada Mosque in a village by the same name. Sufis are members of a mystic movement within Islam and are viewed as heretics by Islamic militants. The Sufis said they will mark Muhammad's birth date next Friday throughout the country and at Cairo's Al-Hussein Mosque, one of Islam's most prominent sites in Egypt. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.